Okay, we're up to 400, page 430. Simon Shin Samach Aleph. We're looking at the picture called number one. Now, I would like to explain this picture because I don't find it particularly, I don't want to be so overly critical, but okay, this is a house, a cottage. Perhaps a Swiss cottage. And there's a ladder going up. These are key parts of it. There's a courtyard, a chotzer, and it's leading on to the outside. Now, what's particular about this is on the left-hand side, we've got a... Yep, correct. And beyond that, a Rosh Hashanah. And now, that's something which, I don't know if it's so clear from this picture, but the Rosh Hashanah is higher. Which, if you look at this gentleman over here, you can see that he's not on stilts. No, he's not on stilts. He is standing on the Rosh Hashanah, which is a lot higher than the floor area of the house. He's standing on the fence? Nope, he's standing on the. That's right, on the road. He's on the road, and the road is a lot higher than the. It's basically it's that the road is so high that he can easily go onto the roof. So that is the meaning of the picture. Now, So we've got a Rosh Hashanah over here, and it's a public domain, and which is just nearly as high as the roof of the house. That means that person can really go from his house up the ladder, onto the roof, and then just basically step down onto the Rosh Hashanah. Now, what's important for us to realize, for full comprehension of this, is that we picture ourselves with Rosh Hashanah, who are perhaps a little bit misled by this picture, because it's not really a road for cars, obviously. Normally, Rosh Hashanah is a main road for a lot of people on. Imagine this is horse wagons, and more than anything, there's a lot of people walking past. And as they're walking past, they're likely to use this roof for, I don't know, putting the load up. It's something which is likely to be. So it's not like when you're in a car, you just drive past and that's it. But it's not the case. It's not. You might actually end up using this roof for putting something down, for quickly stopping for a minute. So it's actually a perfect spot for the Rosh Hashanah walker to use this roof. Now we're going to be learning in this siman over here, the loch of this roof, and what is its status. That's Seif Aleph. Okay. So we are up to Seif Aleph and Siman Shin Samach Aleph. Gag, a roof. Hasomuch l'Rosh Hashanah, which is right next to the Rosh Hashanah. Besoich asur tfochim, within 10 tfochim. So this is very much this description over here. You can see it says that is as described over here. Now hoil verabim mishtamshim boy, since there's many people who are going to use the roof, its halachic status of the roof is Rosh Hashanah. Why is Rosh Hashanah? Why is Rosh Hashanah? Where's the roof of Rosh Hashanah? It's in a private area. Why is Rosh Hashanah? Why is Rosh Hashanah? Can you see this gentleman? He's depositing, I don't know what it is. Is this a wallet? A hat? A tennis racket? What is it? A black what? A black dot. And what is the black dot? Is it a challah? A hat? Okay, I don't know what it is, but he is now, it's quite heavy, this black dot is quite heavy, and it is now on his way, he's walking to Shrabim. Is he allowed to put it on the roof or not for a minute? To rest? Yes or no? So now, if it's Rosh Hashanah, then you may not. If it's Rosh Hashanah, you may. So we're learning now that the roof, the lachic status of the roof is that it is a, and therefore, You can put it on because it's part of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why is it Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Yeah? It's like what? Like the... Oh, very good. That's right. It's very similar to that. It's part of the... It's called an extension of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because you can so easily... That's right. You can so easily access and use it from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's basically like... it's an extension of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The roof is used by the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, by the people walking past, and therefore its status will be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. How is it Rosh Hashanah Rabbim?
Is it a private house?
Why?
Pardon?
Is it a private
house? It is. The inside is a private house.
Why should they walk on the road?
So, because, do you know what the way I picture it? Imagine you've got a road, which is a bit higher. And then there's a house lower down. And the roof is just convenient. So I would potentially go on the roof and tie my shoelaces.
Why?
It's just right height for me. Have you ever seen people tying their shoelaces on the, when you have the house, you have in front of the house, you've got the...
It's not the same.
The wall... It might not belong to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, might not. The wall in front of a person's front garden? It could be. If it's mamash, it's a bit like that. It's the people walking on the street, they're going to end up using it.
I found it very disturbing.
That people do it?
Yeah.
Yes, but people will do it. It's convenient for people. People don't think so far that it might not be mine, might not be allowed. People end up using it, and therefore it's considered... And you know what?
Maybe give them a permission because you see the ladder there.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, we're going to talk about the ladder. You're right. So let's see a bit more. Ve'osu le'bal ha'gag le'shtamesh bo'i mechatzei ro'i ad she'yaseh lo'i sulam kavua mechatzei. In fact, the person living in the house, he himself is not allowed to use it until he puts the ladder on. So ve'osu le'bal ha'gag, the person who owns the roof, is not allowed to le'shtamesh bo'i to use it, mechatzei ro'i from his courtyard, ad she'yaseh lo'i sulam, until he makes... Hey, sulam, a ladder kavua, a permanent ladder mechatzir from his courtyard. And the eiz of sulam kavua, what is considered a fixed, established ladder? Kol shekova yisham ben choil pele shabbos, any ladder which remains there permanently weekdays and shabbos. You can see what do people use it for. You can see in Sif Cotton Base, Mishnah Berurah tells us, Mishtam Shimboi, Sheminichin kovaim, they put hats there, vekelim and kelim and vessels, ktanim alagag. They'll put all kinds of items there. Okay, so that's what, yeah. See, base, we move on. Chotza shenifatzo. Now we're moving to picture number 6, please. Okay, what's the description of picture number 6? We've got in picture number 6, we've got, what do we have? Front wall came down. Now, I want to know, are you allowed to carry in this front of the house? Are you allowed to carry that? So normally, when there is a wall there, when there's a wall there, are you allowed to carry in the area? If there's a wall, you can.
Yeah.
Now, but now the problem is the wall has come down. Are you allowed to carry in the area now?
No.
No, why?
It's not enclosed.
You said not allowed to carry. Oh, very good. If more than 10 then amas, then you're not allowed to carry. Very good. So let's see what... So we're talking about... So if the wall would be standing, you certainly are allowed to carry that. But now we're discussing what happens if this wall came down on Shabbos. Picture number 6. Chotzer shenifritza b'miloyah. If you've got a chotzer courtyard, shenifritza b'miloyah, which broke open completely, b'miloyah, completely. Oy, or b'yoyse me'eser. If it's more than 10 amas, exactly as you said. If it's more than 10 amas... into the public domain. Mokem ha-mechitza, the area of the actual mechitza, nidin ketzid reshus rabim, shikamelis, k'moi shehu ha-chotza. So not only that the actual area, the front area now becomes also to carry, not only that, but also the area where the wall stood, which is here in what color is it? Where the wall stood? What's the area that the wall stood on? What color is that? Is it gray? What color is the area where the wall stood? Is it gray? I bet that is dark gray. So now the question is, that gray area, are you allowed to carry there, yes or no? So the Shulchan Aruch says, not only the white area in front of the house you're not allowed to carry because the wall came down. Not only that, but also the actual grey area where the wall stood, that is also now becomes also to carry. Okay, now picture number 7, please. Are you allowed to carry in the front garden? What have we got in picture number 7? Yeah, the wall broke down in the Keren's office. In the corner. Front corner of the courtyard wall broke, came down. Pardon? Yep. So that's what we're learning now. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ve'im nifratz be-Keren's office, if the wall came down in a corner, afilu apachas me'asa, even if it's less than 10 amas, makes no difference whether it's 10 amas or not. Also, you don't have to carry there. And the halacha is going to be that you're not to carry in the area over here. Yeah, and it becomes it's the difference becomes obvious. Whenever it's the corner, it comes down. That affects it even more, and you're not to carry in the entire area. That's really important, Abba Isa. Yeah, the corner came down. Also to carry. V'chein b'ay shenifretz b'keren zovis. And even if the house had its corner that came down, hafilu pochs me'esa, even if less than 10, v'nifretz gana kirui, and the ceiling also came down, al shenisha b'alachsen, until it's slanty, picture number 8, are you allowed to carry in the house? Picture number 8, are you allowed to carry in the house? No, you can't. Here again, because the corner came down, you're not allowed to carry. What happens if the ceiling is still on? We'll actually speak about that in picture number 9. So here in picture number 8, we have got a wall that came down, which is the corner. So you're not allowed to carry in the house. Yeah. Shenish Balachsan, also you're not allowed to carry there. Avol pirtzo she'eno bekeren zovis. If you've got a pirtzo, pirtzo means an opening. She'eno bekeren zovis, which is not in a corner. Picture number 9. The front wall of number 9, Hamrinon ba, we will say in this, Pitiko yoyer v'soysem, afilo b'yoysem ha'esa. So if you've got picture number 9, I will ask, can you carry in the house? Forget about the wall outside, external wall. The wall of the house. Are you allowed to carry in that? It looks a bit like, what does it look like? It looks like a barn, almost like a barn. Are you allowed to carry in the barn? What do you say? You're allowed to carry in it? No wall. You're allowed to carry in the picture number 9?
I think so.
Allowed to carry? 3 walls? More than 10 amas opening? Allowed to carry? Picture number 9? So, the halacha is, yes, you can. Why can you?
You have a roof.
Oh, that's it. You have a roof. So the halach is as follows. I'm reading the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Aval pirtzo she'eino bekeren zovis, if you've got a pirtzo an opening, she'eino Bekeren Zovis, which is not in the corner. Amrinon ba, we say with it, Pi Tikra, the mouth of the Tikra, of the ceiling, Yoyreit goes down, Vesoistem, and seals it up. Afilu b'yoyisem es, even if it's 10. So this is now, formally we're now learning the concept of Pi Tikra, Yoyreit Vesoistem. So what that means is, if you've got an opening by the side of a house, or by any Rishus Yochit, the pitikro, the ceiling, is going to, we take down, this is not good achis or good asik, it's a different rule. That whenever you've got a 3 walls and there's a roof, so the pitikro, the ending goes all the way down and seals it off. Mamash like this picture number 9, and this will be called a complete and 100% sealed Rishus Yochid. And it's fine, you can carry in it.
A tunnel. Yeah.
Yes. So the halacha is, pitiko can work on both sides, but there's one condition. What will be if the pitiko is mamash like my shtender, slanty? Imagine this. Slanty. So imagine this is sealed. We have got a wall on the right-hand side of my shtender, and there's a wall on the left-hand side of the shtender. but we've got no wall over here, or no wall over here, which is very common, which is a very common construction. If it's slanty ceiling, does pitika yoret v'soisim work by a slanty roof? Yes or no? Why not? So halacha is vehu sheloye pitika meshupa. So this is if the pitika is not slanted. Halacha is the leke pe. There is no mouth. The Shulchan Aruch's words is there is no. So the truth is, it's a bit perhaps. I may sound a bit overly critical for these pictures, but picture number 9 is meant to represent that very scenario. Can you see the roof being slanty?
Yes.
You can. Well, I can't. It's a slanty roof. Chaim, is it a slanty roof? It's slanty. I mamash can't see it slanty. I don't know. I can't see it. I can't see it. But anyway, it's
the top corner. You see the other side.
Top right corner, yeah.
The top right corner. You see the roof going down the other side.
Oh, yeah. Now you're speaking, yeah.
It's not a big slope, but it's
okay, good. So that's what it's. So now, in this scenario now, based on what we were saying, what would be the locha?
No.
No. It's if it's takislanti, we don't say pi tiko yared v'soisim, because the leke peh. We only say, if it's a straight roof, we say that the edge of the roof goes down, and it's soisim, and it's considered a wall. If it's slanty, whether it goes upwards or downwards, we then say, we don't say pi tiko yared v'soisim. Look at the words of Chanuch. V'hu, shiloye pi tiko meshupa, that's if it's not slanty, the leke peh, because it's not considered a mouth. It's not considered a peh. Look at Mishnah Berurah, they've got new dalet. Third word line, Shaloi Meshupa. Roitzeloi Ma. To Loi Amrinon, we do not say the Yoyreit, that it goes down, Vesoisim, and it seals it. Rak, Oun Chatikro, when the ceiling is Cholok. Smooth, straight, Aval, but Loi Kshu Meshupa, not when it's slanty. Kein Gagin Shalonu, like our roofs, Shaoim de Meshipur, which are standing slanty. If there's no designated ceiling underneath it. Tell me that if you have a roof which goes like this, and then on the sides there is like a straight. Now, if it goes like this, and then on the side there's an additional straight, extra addition which is straight, then you would say particular system. So again, if the roof looks like this, one second, if the roof goes down like this, slanty, and then on the edge, it goes a little bit protruding out on both sides. So again, it goes like this, literally like a upside, like a regular. And then on the side, it goes a little bit out, like straight. And then what would be the locha? We would say particular recession, because it's again, it doesn't come off a slant. Finishes off the Ramah. Some say it needs to be 4 tefachim wide. Here is the point. We will also say pitikro yored v'soisim even on both sides. So that's a tunnel example that you're mentioning. Tunnel, both sides are open. We will say pitikro yored v'soisim. Im yesh kan shtei mechitzes shlemos dvuka zu bezu, aval zu kenegen zu loy. We will say pitikro yored v'soisim if there's 2 complete walls. But otherwise, we're not say pitiko yod v'soisim. But yes, on the Ramos does say that if there is pitiko yored v'soisim on both sides, that is acceptable. Says the Ramos. What would be the example? The front guard, front yard, then, yeah. So you're talking about the front garden? So there's no corner, is that what you're saying?
No corner, that's the driveway.
I imagine, I think you're right. I think it would be also. I think so. If I'm getting the picture right, I think you're right. What do you think? Because there's an opening on the corner. If there's a pizza on the side. If it's not on the corner, then it's fine, yeah. As long as it's not 10 amas, yeah, so that's fine then. If it's not on the side, then if it's not on the corner, then it's fine. Yeah. Okay, just to rectify something I just said, I just realized I made a mistake in the Ramah. Im yesh kan shtem chit shlebet vukas vuzu avar zuke neged zuloi. Pitiko yoyot vesoysim does work, even two mechitzes, but he says if it's zuke neged zu, if it's opposite, then we do not say pitiko yoyot vesoysim, which is the tunnel example. Mishnebus have gotten yud ches in the bottom. The oz alo nire mefulosh, if it's see-through, right across, ve ein pitiko moyleze, then pitiko yoyot vesoysim does not work. So the example of pitiko yoret v'soysim on two sides does work. It's only if it's not right opposite. But if it is right opposite, we do not say pitiko yoret v'soysim. But in principle, you could have two pitiko yoret v'soysim in one house if they're not right opposite each other. Okay, fine. These are the halachos for this evening. Good evening.